Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ghoul Society.
That's my big sister, Jamie.
And that's my little sister, Sarah.
That's my little sister, Mark.
that's my little sister, Mark. Mark is joining us on Ghoul Society for another episode. Yes. How lucky are we? We are grateful to be recording on the unceded, stolen territories of the Songhees and Esquimalt First Nations and the Lekwungen and Wasanich peoples, whose historical relations with the land continue to this day. As uninvited guests, we are committed to disrupting racism and colonial violence within ourselves, our families, and our communities. By listening to this podcast,
you have officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society.
I love it. That was beautiful.
That was good.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. Hello. How's everyone?
We're doing great. We just finished, as a little meta moment, we just finished recording our other episode, the AI GPT chat ghost stories.
Yes.
Nice words usage.
Thank you. And it was so fucking funny.
Yeah. So watch that one. I read that one. I made that one technically.
Yep. You made it. Mark made the cut.
Yeah.
I did.
He was asking me, and then he was so excited, and I was like, yeah, he has to be on the show.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Because he's just so stoked.
This is the first three-way podcast episode, right?
Yes, because, we did our, live episode where people would just come and chat with us.
Oh, that's right. That's cool. I heard a little bit about that. I listened to a little bit of that.
Yeah, but otherwise, this is our first, three-person official episode.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fun.
It is fun. I think that we should do another realist episode, but I want you to be there so you can interject with Montana.
Yes.
About his quote-unquote realist views.
Yeah, we need Montana back on the show.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. We can have up to four people recording.
Yeah, come on, people.
But we only have three microphones.
Well, we can get another one.
Yeah.
You should go to the park and harass people for ghost stories.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hey, tell me a ghost story.
Actually, that would be really fun. That's kind of, people aren't very good. They're kind of usually just like, no, I don't have one.
Yeah.
I'm like, bruh, get it together. Okay, ready?
So just pull a ChatGPT then, like I did.
Yeah, actually.
Honestly, yeah. That's the way to do it. Okay. So I'm going to be telling you guys this sassy story. It's not spooky. It's not ghosty. It's just dramatic.
So what's the point of this story being played on Ghoul Society?
Because there's a potential for murder.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
that's
so it's
pretty scary.
True crimey still.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. Lisa Marie Nowak was born Lisa Marie Caputo in Washington, D.C. on May 10th, 1963 to Alfred Caputo, a computer consultant, and Jane Caputo, a biologist specialist. She had two younger sisters, Andrea and Marissa, who grew up in Rockville, Maryland, so they must have moved there after Lisa was born. When she was only 6 years old, she knew she wanted to go to space. Do you know the story?
No.
In 1969.
Hey, have you tried to ask me if I knew
the
story?
Yeah, what about Mark? Sorry,
Mark, do you know this story?
No.
In 1969, Lisa watched the Apollo 11 moon mission, and her heart was hooked ever since.
Oh,
as she grew up, maybe. She followed the space shuttle program, which was the fourth human spaceflight program carried out by NASA. It accomplished routine transportation for Earth-to-orbit crew and cargo from 1981 to 2011. In 1978, before the first launch, NASA introduced female astronauts as being part of the space shuttle program, so Lisa knew she at least had a chance once she grew up. So NASA didn't have women until 1978.
Thanks, NASA.
When did NASA start?
That's actually a great question.
Ago,
I don't
probably.
Actually know. Probably in the 50s, maybe?
I think before then.
Okay, I'll look it up.
I want to know, how long did they have to, wait and stuff?
Yeah.
Ah, 1958, nailed it.
So, that's, 20 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
Okay, man in the room.
My bad.
But also, I feel like they also only accept, white men. Probably. Yeah.
So they wouldn't accept my kind.
No, not your
kind. I'm Asian. I'm Bangladeshi, by the way.
In January of her junior year of high school, Lisa told her mother she was going to become an astronaut. So she just knew from the get-go.
Great.
She's letting her mom know, obviously, like, Mom, I'm serious about this shit. Lisa was a Girl Scout and a member of the Société Honoraire de François, which requires students to maintain an A average in French and a B in all other subjects, which doesn't actually, that's not that high of a grade, but whatever. Honestly, the list goes on. She did a lot of shit. She was always super busy. Like, always. She was on the math team and student council, and she played field hockey and track and field. So I'm bringing this up so you can get, like, an idea of the type of person that Lisa was.
Great. She does everything.
Yeah. Maybe someone who took on more than she actually had capacity for from a very young age.
Yeah, I can see that. I wouldn't be able to do all of that.
No.
I can barely handle all the shit I do in my life. I'm 24.
Yeah. So Lisa was accepted to Ivy League Brown University, as well as the United States Naval Academy. And so she decided to go with the Naval Academy instead.
What?
Since she thought it would help her chance of being an astronaut.
Wait.
Those are so polar opposite. I want to be an astronaut. I'm going to go to sea.
Naval?
Yeah.
Isn't that a funny word?
Yeah.
Naval?
Because isn't your navel your belly button?
Yeah.
The Naval Academy. Yeah, I'll get into the Naval Academy. All right. Where can I sign up?
Sorry. Jump into that belly button.
Wait, how can you be an astronaut if you're...
I know.
In the Navy. You know about ocean.
I think it was more about, like, just the training that she wanted. But it's true, because actually turns out if you are in the Navy, you technically can't... I'll get into it. But you technically can't even apply to be an astronaut. You have to go, like, through a review board. It's weird. I don't know.
I feel like you can't just leave the Navy whenever you want.
No, you're either in it or you're out of it.
Yeah.
So studying at USNA, which is the United States Naval Academy, was challenging because women were only just admitted a few years before Lisa started going there.
Oh, so they were in 1976. Women can't be in the Navy.
Yep.
Okay, I guess they have to be.
That's right. And they only made up 6% of the student body. Here, Lisa faced harassment from both students and professors, with some male professors stating they didn't think women belonged there. Nonetheless, she graduated in 1985 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Aeronautical Engineering and was commissioned as an ensign in the U.S. Navy, which is just like a junior rank position.
Okay.
She spent a handful of years in the Navy working as an aerospace engineer, helping with 6 different space shuttle launches. Within this time, she was also accepted into multiple flight training programs and graduated from them, which was a major achievement because women who... did often graduate were resented by men who didn't.
Wait, I'm sorry, the Navy also flies?
Yeah,
they're a jack of all trades, it seems like.
The Navy does more than just like sail ships.
Am I dumb? I thought the Navy was just ships.
No, I think it's also air stuff. Like, if you want to fly fighter jets, it's the fighter Navy.
That's the Air Force, though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait.
Well, no.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. That's the Air Force.
I don't know.
And then there's the Field Army. So.
What the hell?
She went there and she became an aerospace engineer. I don't understand.
I guess there's no Air Force University.
There's no space university? That's probably something Elon Musk is probably going to come up with soon.
Oh, true.
Probably.
So that's exciting. They're going to put a Cybertruck in space.
Ooh.
On the moon.
I like that.
It looks like it belongs on the moon.
It's true. It's very moon rover energy. As well as completing her Master's of Science at the U.S. Naval Postgraduate School in California, which she finished in 1992. So she graduated from a lot of shit. Okay.
Great.
She's her work super was her life. Smart. She's super smart. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Finally, in 1995, NASA announced it was selecting a new group of astronauts. For some reason, like I was saying before, if you're a naval officer, you can't directly apply. But guess what? If you're just like a citizen, you can.
Wait, I could apply to be an astronaut?
Literally. Yeah, you wouldn't get it. Apply? But
no, I understand that, but I want to apply.
What's the prerequisites?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a degree?
Science?
In something? You have to be really fucking smart. And like
engineering?
Yeah. essentially, like some kind of engineering degree,
like specific engineering.
Yeah.
How about a music degree?
They need musicians in space.
Hey, they need counselors in space.
Honestly, it's true. Mm. Actually, that's kind of brought up in this case.
What?
Counselors in space.
Oh my God.
Well, not in space, but like they have a psychiatric board at NASA because they have to do those checks when people apply to be an astronaut.
That sounds sick.
Yeah, but then you have to go to the States.
All right.
Isn't
sounds good. I don't want to do that. I changed my mind.
So, yeah, she got a review board to approve her, like, application for her.
Cool.
In 1996, Lisa was told she was one of 150 finalists, so she went through orientation, interviews, and medical evaluations. She was eventually announced as one of the mission specialist candidates. Ooh. And mission specialists do stuff like conducting experiments during a space flight mission. So she wasn't 100% in, but she was a candidate at this point. Meanwhile, in the background, she had a husband, so she was married, and she also had a child.
What?
And so they moved to Texas.
When did she have time to have a kid?
Right, okay. Her husband was also part of the Navy at some point, but now he was working at an aerospace company. So they're both fucking loaded. And then that's it. That's the end of that sentence. I thought you guys would say
something.
Where the
fuck are the ghosts? Excuse my Francais, but where the fuck are the ghosts?
There's no ghosts to this episode, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah. So just keep this in mind. She's married. She has a kid. In 1998, Lisa
completed... And her kid becomes a ghost.
Probably.
Sorry.
Maybe. They might still be alive. Probably. It's not that long ago.
Oh.
Lisa might hear this episode.
I doubt it.
You have officially been inducted into the Ghoul Society.
And the story's about you. In 1998, Lisa completed her astronaut training, and in early 2001, she became pregnant with twins. At this point, she was working at the astronaut office, and in October, she gave birth to said twins. In 2002, her husband was recalled to active duty, which left Lisa a single mother with three
active duty
young children. So Lisa's a single mom. She has a full-time job, okay?
She's a single mom.
Well, yeah, because now her husband's, like, in the Navy, like, full-time.
That doesn't mean she's single.
Essentially. She has no... He's not... coming home every day.
Yeah, but they're still married.
Yeah, for now. But
for now. Okay, they get divorced. She's a single mom.
But she is a single mom, like, day to day.
Right.
That's just the way that people say it.
Solo parent.
She's solo. A year later, NASA announced that Lisa would be on the crew for the next mission. In the same year of 2003, the space shuttle Columbia disintegrated as it was entering the atmosphere above Texas.
Yeah.
And three of Lisa's close classmates died.
Yeah.
She was assigned as a personal casualty assistance officer for her friend Laurel Clark and took care of all the paperwork that comes with a death.
Oh my God.
So she has three kids. She's a single quote unquote mom. She's working more than full time at NASA. And on top of that, she's lost one of her closest friends, is helping take care of her friend's son, and is being the assistant officer for this friend. So you can only imagine the amount of stress that she's under.
She keeps just losing people through space or what?
What?
How is she losing people? Like space?
Yeah, so the space, this was like a big disaster that happened where the space shuttle Columbia was taking off and then it just like exploded and a bunch of people died.
Did that actually happen?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's happened more than once.
It's happened a lot.
There's like, that other disaster, right? There's a more popular, I shouldn't say popular, but the one more well-known one.
Yeah.
The one that was like caught on like TV and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was that one. Is it Columbia? I think
was
so.
It?
Yeah,
I
it's like there was like a teacher and like a professor.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, space travel's no joke. I think I would pass out and just die from like.
They train you not to pass out.
I don't think my body could do it. I can't even go on a plane without feeling. I can't even go in a car without feeling motion sick.
That's true. Like, Jamie gets car sick so easily. Yeah,
me too. It's okay. Yeah. I've got the window open.
So now we're finally getting to the drama.
That's intense.
I just needed to kind of paint the picture for you of Lisa's life story.
Great.
In 2004, Lisa and five other astronauts and friends of hers were dropped off kind of in the middle of nowhere, Canada, for an 11-day cold weather survival training course.
Oh,
of these
this is
five,
where shit gets crazy, Mark.
One of them was William Offalin.
Offalin.
Let's introduce William a little bit.
Oh, let's not.
William Anthony bad. Bill Offalin. I think that's how you say it.
Sounds pretty awful. Awful.
Awful. He is pretty awful. No. Was essentially working alongside Lisa this whole time, and they became a bit more than close friends during the cold weather survival training. Shit. So remember, Lisa's still married. William was also married to his first wife and had two children with her. And so upon returning from the survival training course, Lisa and William were having a full-blown affair. Okay. This is a big deal because William and Lisa were still technically serving naval officers. Oh. They were both married, which meant that they were committing adultery, which to the Navy is conduct unbecoming of an officer and a gentleman, which you can be charged with under military law.
Shit. Yeah. Still?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so no adultery because they take it really seriously.
How about nowadays?
Can you I think so.
You can do all kinds of adultering nowadays, right?
I don't know. This was only like 20 years ago.
Yeah. I feel like they probably haven't changed their laws. I don't think so. So it's probably the same. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, personally, I support polyamory.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I support it too. But I don't think that this is polyamory. It's a little different.
Sorry, I'm
They're
still
being
learning.
Sneaky.
I mean, her husband and his wife don't know. So.
Okay. So it's like non-consensual polyamory?
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. William's wife found emails from Lisa on his computer. Oh, she's like, I'm going to sneak into my husband's email. Or it just probably showed up. He didn't even hide it. Oh, she wasn't having any of that, so she divorced him in 2005.
Oh, hell yeah, queen.
Then William moved into a small apartment and gave Lisa the key so she could come by whenever she wanted.
How about don't do that?
In 2006, Lisa went aboard the space shuttle Discovery. Her first assignment in space was to inspect the orbiter for possible damage, as the crew noticed debris falling off the external tank during liftoff. Lisa spent 6 hours using a robotic arm to inspect everything, and all that was found was a white splotch on the nose cap. NASA engineers were initially concerned about what it was, and then they realized it was just bird shit.
Stop. Stop it right now.
All that for
Are
some bird shit?
Are you fucking kidding me, bro? They didn't think that as a possibility?
No. But they were like, guess you know, it's just bird poop.
You know,
space.
Bird shit has a little darkness in the middle.
It's kinda true. Like an egg, kind of.
Kind of like a Japanese flag kind of looking thing. I don't know how to describe it. I'm trying to give imagery. I'm trying to give imagery to the
The Japanese flag looks like bird.
No,
shit.
No. What I'm saying is like, look at the Japanese flag.
Yeah.
There's like the middle stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I'm digging myself into a hole.
Holy shit! Upon her return, Lisa was pretty well known at this time. She went to some parties, like tailgate parties, at some like football games, and she
What's
signed
a tailgate party.
It's when you have a truck and then you put the tailgate down and you have a party. In
It's really popular in the States.
Yeah.
I don't see that here.
And people go to like football stadiums in the parking lots, and because they don't buy tickets because they're super expensive, they just have tailgate parties in the parking lot of the football stadium.
Yeah. And they have like barbecues in the back of the truck.
Okay. Bet. I've seen that like movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bet.
So she had some people come up and be like, can you sign this photograph that I have of you? And she probably felt pretty famous and full of herself, to be honest.
She was like, wow, I'm a famous astronaut. Yeah. Everybody wants my signature.
That's right. I guess that's fair. Like, she did go to space, but still, I don't know. She kind of was a little bit full of herself.
Come on, her friends just died, yo.
I feel like I would be full of myself if I was an astronaut. I'd be like, yeah, I fucking
True.
Went to space.
Okay,
you fucking
fine.
As a woman.
Right. People.
As a woman, too.
Yeah,
as a,
yeah okay, you're That's right, crazy. You're right. She is pretty cool. That's true. But what she does is not cool, so.
Wait, what does she do again?
Well, you'll
I'll you'll find see. Out. Okay, my bad. Okay, bye.
Lisa realized her marriage was falling apart, obviously. Damn. So in 2007, Lisa separated from Richard. Keep in mind, she still has three kids while all of this is happening. And I kind of have a feeling that she was a bit of an absent parent, considering she was literally in space. So, yeah. But who knows? Maybe she was a great mom. I have no idea.
Well, Well, also, though, she be rich AF, so nanny.
Yeah, she probably had a nanny. That's true. Lisa was free from her marriage to finally continue engaging with William. But to her dismay, William was over the affair. Oh. And he told her, we can still be friends.
Oh, shit.
William thought Lisa took it well, but little did he know she didn't. Further pouring salt into the wound, not only did he dump her, but William also told Lisa that he started seeing another NASA shipmate.
Oh my God.
Named Colleen Shipman.
Stop
which
it.
He started a year earlier in 2006, like when she went up into space on the space shuttle. Just seems like Whoa. He'll just take whatever's available to him. So.
Ew. Great.
So this is actually
guy.
A real story.
Yeah.
So all the astronauts are having an orgy.
Yeah.
Essentially.
A space orgy. That's where the term space orgy came from. You know.
Yeah. This story.
Space. That's funny.
Space
okay.
orgy. Meanwhile, Lisa's still under a shit ton of pressure. She was hoping for another assignment, but NASA announced that Stephanie Wilson had been chosen for the mission specialist for the STS-120 mission. According to Mark Kelly, an American politician and astronaut, Wilson was chosen because she was a team player and well-deserving. Nowak was not. So he's saying Lisa's not a team player and not deserving.
Damn.
That's yeah. so ruthless.
I know, Mark Kelly shooting fire. Lisa was still calling William every day, and some items of hers were left at William's house, including Lisa's bicycle, because her and William were still training for a charity bicycle race together. Colleen was awkward. Pissed about this. She's like, can you please get Lisa to like get her shit out of here? Yeah. But William was like, well, whatever. Lisa's fine with us. And Colleen was like, are you sure Lisa's fine with us? Like, I don't know. She doesn't really seem like it. But yeah. William's like, whatever. So while William was in space now on a space mission, Lisa snuck into the apartment. Well, not really, because she has a key. Logged onto his emails, again, someone's logging into his shit, and saw the email exchanges between Shipman and William while he was in space. Lisa was actually really pissed off about this. While snooping around, Lisa okay. found an email about a trip that Colleen was going on. Lisa drew up an elaborate, detailed, and obsessive plan. Colleen would return at 1 a.m., into the Orlando International Airport, and Lisa would be waiting for her at the airport.
Mm.
On February 4th, 2007, Lisa packed latex gloves, a black wig, a BB pistol and ammunition, pepper spray, a hooded trench coat, a drilling hammer, black gloves, an 8-inch Gerber folding knife, and other items.
She's just gonna go and kill Colleen. In this bad disguise, like just a wig?
Yeah. She drove her ex-husband's car.
Okay, no, wait, hold on. She's an astronaut and she's so fucking dumb. I know. Like, excuse yeah. you? How can these both be true that you're doing this stupid thing? You think you're going to get away with it, but you're an astronaut.
Astronauts are human too. Engineers are probably like some of the most socially awkward autistic they people are. In the world, so it kind of makes sense.
Oh,
well, you hear it first at Gold Society.
Sorry, I mean, not necessarily that engineers are like on the autism spectrum disorder, but I feel like if you're an engineer, something maybe is a little bit different for you socially.
Okay.
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 Wait, so is Lisa's killing her where? At the airport?
Maybe, yeah. Okay. She's going to meet her there.
Oh, meet her there. Yeah. Okay,
but she's in a wig.
So Lisa gets in her ex-husband's car, drives 1,400 kilometers
Damn.
From Houston to Orlando to confront Colleen. Holy shit.
How about a phone call or something?
Yeah. I know. What about an email, since she loves snooping on him so much?
Yeah. I know.
Send her an email.
I know. Early reports stated that she wore astronaut diapers during this trip, and she became known, like, on the news and stuff as a woman astronaut who wore diapers to go confront another woman astronaut.
What the fuck?
If you look this up online, the Lisa Nowak case, it'll just be, like, diapers, 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 like, diapers.
Oh, my God.
That's, like, the most famous so part of the case. Apparently, this was later denied, but it obviously started with something. So.
Well, that's smart, though. Like, it's a long trip, right? So, like, you need to, like, take a shit.
Yeah, you just shit your pants.
Like, you're not going to stop.
Just sit in your shit for
you're just 1,400 swimming in it.
Kilometers. Oh, yeah. My God. So the next day, on February 5th, Lisa went into the Orlando International Airport, all in her disguise, and waited for Colleen's plane to touch down at 1 a.m. Colleen's baggage was delayed until 3 a.m., classic, and she ended up in the parking area at 3:30.
Okay.
She said she became aware of someone following her. When she got to her car, she heard running footsteps and quickly locked the door behind her.
What the hell?
Lisa came up and slapped the window and tried to open the car door, asking for a ride and crying.
Mm.
What? Colleen was like, what the hell is going on?
That's so scary.
So she rolls down the window a couple of inches because she's like, this girl might actually really need help, and Colleen's a sweetheart. But then Lisa pepper sprayed through the crack of the window into the car.
Oh my God.
And Colleen was like, fuck. And so she sped out of there and called the police.
Whoa.
The Orlando police saw Lisa. They came to the airport and they saw Lisa throwing a bag into the trash near the parking lot. Lisa was arrested at the airport on charges of attempted kidnapping,
damn,
battery, attempted vehicle burglary with battery, and destruction of evidence.
Whoa.
Literally everything that they could get her on, they did.
Whoa.
After Lisa's arrest, Colleen wrote in a restraining order against Lisa. She referred to Lisa as an acquaintance of her boyfriend, but did not name William at all. She claimed Lisa had been stalking her for 2 months. Lisa told investigators that she was involved in a relationship with William, which she described as being more than a working relationship, but less than a romantic relationship.
Repeat that again.
So they're friends. That's what that means. It means that they're friends.
Hold on. I'm trying
more than a working relationship, but less than a romantic relationship.
Okay, so yeah, friends.
Friends.
Okay.
Girl, get it together. Police held Lisa without bail because they were like, you're a little bit kooky.
Yeah.
She had a court arraignment where, after some back and forth, she was released. Going to be released on $15,500 bail under the condition that she wear a GPS tracking device and not contact Colleen. Before she could be released, however, she was charged with attempted first-degree murder.
Damn!
And the police announced she would not be released.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In the second arraignment, Lisa was charged with this attempted first-degree murder with a deadly weapon, and the judge raised the bail only by $10,000. So now she has to pay $25,500 for attempted first-degree murder.
Damn. And so the attempted first-degree murder is because she brought all of that crazy shit
to
the airport,
yeah.
Like, and the BB started gun to attack Colleen.
The knife, and yeah, that's right.
Damn. Is Lisa hot? can I see a photo of her?
Yeah, I'll pull up a photo of her.
Like, how does she now? Not like now, but like when the incident happened. Damn. Would you?
No.
No.
I like her hair.
She's kind of cute.
Damn, space criminal.
Yeah, like, damn. She's a lot.
Is she still in jail?
Kind of side by side. We're looking at a side by side photo where in one of the photos it's like her astronaut photo, and the other photo it's her. After, I think she was like,
she's going to 7-Eleven at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. So she's looking a bit worse for wear, to be honest.
Yeah.
And a little embarrassed in that photo.
So she's still in jail right now?
So let's see here.
Space jail?
She was able to post bail and Lisa was released.
Oh, okay.
Because it was only 25K and they're like super loaded. Interestingly, Colleen dropped her request for a protection order a week later.
Is it because they're coworkers? Because I was like, wait.
Maybe.
You're getting like a restraining or a protection order against this person. You work together.
Yeah. But
how would that pan out?
And also though, so Lisa ends up getting fired. She was placed on a 30-day leave by NASA and had to go through medical and psychiatric evaluation. Lisa's assignment to NASA as a serving Navy officer was terminated by the space agency on March 7th, 2007, partly due to the intense widespread reaction to this case across the country.
Damn.
Along with concern about NASA's astronaut selection and screening processes, some people commented that NASA's presentation of astronauts as heroes was part of the problem. Mm. Simply put, they're just humans like everyone else with the additional of intense stress loads.
Right.
But then they're being treated like, wow, these people are so perfect and angelic humans and like they can't do anything wrong, blah, blah, blah. Policies at NASA ended up being changed from this situation. Flight surgeons would receive further training in psychiatric evaluation. A new astronaut code of professional responsibility was issued, and behavioral health evaluations would be included in the astronauts' annual flight physicals. After the dust settled, Lisa stayed working with the Navy, even though initially the Navy was like, we want to get her out of here for violating our adultery rule. So eventually the Naval Board of Inquiry voted to separate Lisa from the Navy under other than honorable conditions and reduced her in rank from captain to commander. She retired from the Navy in 2011 with the status. Lisa struggled after leaving the Navy and all of this, of course. And in 2017, People magazine reported that she was living quietly in Texas, working in the private sector, and apparently doing well.
Oh, damn.
I also think, I forgot to double check, but I remember from watching the videos before that Colleen is also doing well, and I think her and William were still together.
Mm. Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Is Lisa's bike still at his place?
Imagine that. Probably.
So the moral of the story is nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Nobody's nerfect. Nobody's nerfect. What is that from?
I don't remember.
You made it up.
No.
You're so smart.
I think it's from The Office.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
Yeah.
So that is the story of Lisa Nowak.
Mm. Wow.
No ghosts, but a lot of drama.
That is crazy, though.
I know. Isn't it wild?
What the hell?
Yeah, she's a little kooky.
She just had that one moment of like, I'm gonna fucking kill this bitch. And then was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, posted bail, was like, doesn't do anything criminal ever again.
No.
That's crazy to me.
She was crazy in love. By Beyonce.
Thanks, Beyonce.
So crazy in love. So crazy in love.
So
crazy in love.
Yes. So good.
That's going to be copyrighted, so make sure to blur that.
We'll blur a bit.
That's fine.
Mark, what do you think of that story?
Yeah, so like, you know, like astronauts in space and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sad there were no ghosts in it, but I know, mean, I'm you so know sorry. What? Sorry, even Mark. You know what? Even Sidney Crosby has some bad games. You know?
Oh my God. Woof. Woof.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's crazy. You should, murder is bad.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Although I respect her, her trying to kill, you know, that takes perseverance, and I think that's a good quality in people.
Oh my God.
She did have a lot of perseverance.
So the diaper thing wasn't true?
Apparently not.
I want to try on some diapers. It's been a while. You feel me?
Oh my God. It's been a hot, like, 20-something years. It's
been a minute.
20-something. Well, 20-something. Yeah, something
you
like
probably
that.
Need them when you're super old, so.
Yeah, but, like, I've always wanted to just get some and just do walk it. Around.
You apparently.
Buy some diapers.
Apparently, astronauts wear diapers.
Yeah, they do. Do you know who else wear diapers? Truckers.
Yeah.
Do they some
of them.
Sense.
Some. Very, some very sense. Few of them. Because they're just on the road. You know,
it's crazy.
I just could not. No. I could not do that.
Mm.
I couldn't sit and. Well, maybe I'd just peeing.
Maybe pee.
Pooping.
Don't
though.
Race car drivers also wear.
Oh
diapers?
Yeah, race car drivers
true.
Too.
Oh, also when people are doing like crazy triathlons and marathons, they'll just like pee themselves.
Yeah.
While they're
yeah.
going.
Yeah.
Or poop themselves.
Yeah, but then you're running in your shit.
Like, warning, this episode contains shit and piss.
Shit and piss talk.
Yeah, I suck. Mean, no, I mean, I think that should be an episode for you guys where you guys just do episode in diaper. And, all right, yeah, so we've been wearing diapers for about 48 hours.
Oh, it's quite my God.
We would get diaper rash.
Yeah.
We're recording outside because, or else the bed will get.
Because we're stinky.
Yeah. Anyway, like that's kind of gross. But
it's like the graves.
Stinky graves.
In Pioneer Square.
Yeah. Fuck.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Out
that's of, it. Honestly, out of one of the out of all the stories, that's definitely got to be one of them.
What do you mean?
It's just one of the stories.
That
of all
is
time.
One of them.
It's true. It's one of the stories. Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for being here again, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
No, I appreciate being on. Great. You know, being on Goal Society was my number one goal in society. You know, I was gonna make it. Can I tell you? Can I tell you? I was gonna make a joke.
Yeah, please.
I was gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna start reading this for Goal Society, and I would have just started saying all the like the scores for like. soccer. I don't know. It's not funny.
Wait, what?
Wait.
I would have just read like, okay, Quinn Hughes scored.
That was going to be your story.
Yeah, but it was going to be a stupid fake story. Yeah, but it was funny in my head.
I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Well, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or corrections, that's a QCCCC.
Yep.
Love it. You can email us at ghoulsocietypod@gmail.com or you can slide into our DMs at ghoulsocietypod on Instagram. You can find all of the resources and trigger warnings in each episode's description / show notes, whatever you want to call it.
And we'll see you guys next time
on Ghoul Society.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm going to be super interested to know if you know this story.
Me?
Yeah. There's no way Mark knows it. I might know it. Actually...
Listen, Mark might know.
Mm-hmm. Mark might know, like, the lore of it. Okay. It's not scary. It's just funny. Okay. Is everyone ready?
I'm... Mark's not ready.
Sorry. It's okay.
Are you going now?
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
We just record and then I just cut it out until we start.
Yeah.